Let's talk about the written list. The written list is key to your success in this business. And people ask me all the time in today's electronic age, does it have to be an actual written list? No, it doesn't have to be an actual written list. But what it does need to be, despite what the capture device is, you know, whether it's a PDA or your computer or this program, or you use Outlook, or you actually do use a written list or a Covey Franklin planner or whatever it may be, whatever your capture system is great, but you have to have an ambit list. And what I see all the time is people have the list from church, and they have the list from the Boy Scout troop, and they have the list from the Little League, and they have the list from the Kiwanis Club or the Rotary Club or whatever it is that you've got going on in your life, and they think that's the list. Well, your list in this business is your written inventory. I mean, it's the asset. And when you're talking to a prospect about this business, the most important part of that business presentation and the biggest asset they have is the written list. So the written list is not just for you, okay? It's not just for you, but start to think about how do I get the written list of everybody that looks at the business as a prospect. So let's look at the characteristics of what a written list ought to look like. You know, it's got to be comprehensive. One of the biggest challenges for a new person is to put people on the written list that they just don't think would be interested in this business. This is the doctor or the attorney or their friend that owns a very successful business. Those are the people that you want to put on your written list. And so what happens is that we have a tendency naturally to prejudge who we know. And what I can tell you is that the most successful people in our business are the people that have the largest written list. They're the people that don't prejudge. And if you start to prejudge your written list, what it does is it limits the inventory that you have to draw from. And just like Home Depot, if you run out of inventory, you're not going to make any sales, and without sales, there's not profit. Now, we're not in the selling business, we're in the telling business, but the bottom line to this business is that your working capital, your inventory, is your written list, and it has to be comprehensive. You absolutely, unequivocally don't want to prejudge anybody. You know, the person that you think successful because they're driving that Beamer or that Mercedes and they live in the biggest house in the neighborhood and they've got a guy that does their yard, he's never pushing the lawnmower, she goes to the country club and gets the massage every week and all that, I promise you about 8 out of 10 times they're the people that need the business the most because they've got a lifestyle that they want to maintain. And when they hit a little bump in the road, they're in trouble. And so, you know, it's really, really important that you don't prejudge everybody. So you're going to put everybody you know on a written list. Now, as you go out and you start to build your organization and you start to teach this and get people geared into it within your organization, you're going to find that to be a challenge. So don't let it be a challenge for you. Remember that people will do what you do, not what you tell them to do. So if you walk into those business planning meetings with your new consultants and you've got a written list of 300 or 400 or 500 names, you know, that's why I like to have it in a paper system. And when I bring a new consultant onto the business, if they prefer an Excel spreadsheet, that's great. Put it all in an Excel spreadsheet, but let me print it off for me. I just got a new person involved in my business here in Texas, and what happened was is I said make a written list. And literally the next day in my inbox was an Excel spreadsheet with over 250 names on it. Not only did they have 250 names, we had email addresses, street addresses, telephone numbers, and you're just sitting there going, oh, thank you, God. Thank you very much, you know. That doesn't always happen, but, you know, when you're starting to sit down with a new person and you can pull out that person's list and say, hey, this is somebody I brought into the business last week and here's what their list looks like, here's what my list looks like, here's what Mary's list looks like, what starts to happen is that you're showing them how to make their written list and you're talking to them about not prejudging anything. Use the list builder in PowerZone. You can go back into PowerZone. There's a list builder. One of the ways that you can build a list is pick up your cell phone. One of the most powerful and overlooked things is a cell phone. I'm going to tell a story on myself, but I think it's an important story. Steve Thompson was doing a training in Chicago. I think it was the first training we did after we opened that market. And he was going through the list building thing of intensified training, and everybody was making a written list. And I believe that you do what you ask people to do. So I was making my written list, and I pulled out my cell phone and I started looking at my cell phone, and I found two names in my cell phone of people in Chicago. Now keep in mind, we had launched Chicago a month or so earlier, but we had been working in Chicago for a while. There were two people in my cell phone that lived in Chicago that were very, very, very successful business people. One of them had sold his business to a major corporation for multiple millions of dollars about a year earlier. These were people with huge spheres of influence. And if Steve hadn't taken me back to that fundamental of making the written list, you know, he was Coach Wooden to me that day. You know, hey, you missed that layup, kid, go do 50 more layups. So I went and did 50 more layups. I am telling you, I don't care what level you are in our business, whether you're a national, executive, senior, RC, or just brand new MC in this business, there are people that are not on your written list as it exists today. And I would say of the hundreds of people that we have here today, the other thing that I'll tell you is that the vast majority of you don't even have a written list, and you're wondering why your business isn't moving at the speed of light. It's because you don't have the fundamental. You're missing layups. And as Coach Wooden would tell his young freshmen, the bottom line is that if we can make all of our layups and hit 85 out of 100 free throws, we're going to beat 98% of the teams that we play at UCLA. So you constantly have to be focused on the fundamental, and you're constantly working your written list. This is a moving organism. This is not something you sit down, you do once, and that's it. You're meeting people day in and day out. You're adding them to your list. I went with one of my consultants the other day to a new restaurant, and it had just opened up, and it was a seafood place, and we really enjoyed it. And we struck up a conversation with the manager. Immediately got his card, followed back up, and in the process of going through the system that we have and on that consultant's written list. Now, everybody that has got people into their business or is looking to get people into their business has a written list.